mad.
Anything else?
I would say mad in a formal context. I would say angry, but that the situation you've just described, I'd probably say mad.
Can you think of anything that might be cruder than any of that you've said?
Not cruder, no.
What about somebody like that who's about to lose his temper? You didn't want it to. You might say, well, now just...
keep calm.
And somebody who's been working all day, you say at the end of the day he's...
tired.
What about if you're very tired? You say you're all...
I would likely say exhausted, but I might also say worn out.
And somebody you hear is in a hospital, you didn't know about it, and I say, well, that's news. When was it she?
I would say, when did she get sick, rather than when was it she got sick.
What about talking about the person who's sick? You might say, well, he's, I don't think that question, but I say, if you're going somewhere and you're not in any particular hurry, you're going to be very leisurely about it. But I say, we'll get there.
Sooner or later.
Okay. Do you ever use by and by?
Never.
And somebody who got overheated and chilled at the same time, you'd say that he
caught a cold.
And if it affected his voice or that he talks this way,
he's hoarse.
And if he does that, he has a
cough.
And you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
I'm talking about somebody who's still sleeping and you don't want it to. You might say to me, well, why don't you go
wake him up?
And if somebody has some medicine that's been prescribed for them and, the parent comes in still there, she might say, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Well, I already
took it.
Well, again,
take it.
Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's just about stone
deaf.
And if somebody's working out in the yard on a hot day, well, somebody's been working hard, he takes off his shirt and might say, look how I
It would depend on who was doing the talking. I think I would probably say perspired. I think a man would probably say sweated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about this? You'd say he sure did a lot.
If I was talking about the man, I expect I'd say perspired.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or he has.
He has perspired.
Okay. A place that some people get on the skin that's usually got a little white spot right in the middle and red around it. You have to mm-hmm. mash it to get that stuff out. You call that a... Mm-hmm.
I'm really not truly familiar with that type of sore, but I'll be happy to say boil for you.
Okay. You heard any terms to describe one that had more than one head or core? Or
no. Mm-mm.
And what about the stuff that's inside?
Pus.
And if I get stung in the hand, bee, my hand might
swell.
Yesterday it...
swelled.
Okay, and it has...
swollen.
Okay. What about...
or it has swelled. There's a little problem there about swell, swelled, swelled, or versus swell, swell, swollen. And if you say swelled for the preterite, shouldn't you also say swelled for the past participle? Swollen, of course, is the adjective form. And therefore, it's likely to carry over into the past participle.
Okay.